or Sunday, November 21st. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of hearing the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of giving the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of giving the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. So everybody's got a book, I guess. Yeah. So we're starting on page 233 with verse number
264. Mm-hmm. That did I in Joyla mao yo mai se do tarwan yo de se ngobo mao ba mebe chers mao ba nyamo ke yo mar tunge ke yo mar was gora mao be tunge de nyamo me na ane tunge de nyamo do ya che do be ju che ne timba che bala ko ba me res de che ne kora ta du res gora ngobo mao ba mebe chers mao be nyamo ta tunge mebe chers gora ane towa ta chomba La mao be nyomo so yeba mebe te che do tim me go ba shinos nyomo le tro sangge tunge le tro sangge cha jumba te joge ne mao ba le tunge yo ayo mar nyomo yo ayo mar tim be tu te che do bezu chene ka ye che do tim go go me do ti na shi re do re se do wa oh yeah
so this verse 264 if you look at the outline on 323 is about refuting the assertions of the Sautrantikas and so forth. Here, it's basically talking about those who say that there are no future functional things. So the Sautrantikas say that the future basically does not exist. As they also assert that the past doesn't exist. They just have that the present truly exists. So then, but here we're talking about the future. So then if we treat the first two lines first, that liberation will occur without exertion. For the liberated, there is no future. So just to read the commentary, according to Satrantikas and so forth, who assert that future functional things do not have the slightest existence. Liberation will occur without any exertion, to generate the paths of the exalted, in order to prevent future disturbing emotions and suffering, because future things do not exist. So that means that your disturbing emotions and suffering would already not exist, so to make any exertion for it would be without any purpose. So you'd have to be already liberated. You would then thereby be already liberated. And this would be like the liberated foe destroyers, the arhat, we call that arhat, foe destroyer. Means the and people that are, or yeah, I guess you say people, persons who are completely liberated from cyclic existence. This would be like the liberated foe destroyers, for whom there are no future disturbing emotions and so forth, you know, who thus do not need to exert themselves because of them. They've already, the foe destroyer means somebody who's achieved freedom from the, from disturbing emotions and suffering and cyclic existence for that matter.
Mamo bade meba tetar yina sikdwa. Tine ten kansa ta nam shi so chakba meba arse. Mamo bade meba tetar yina tenki kansa di me di ta. Yine me di nam shi to so tambo pa yu di le pa cha ne. Tine tele tene ne dosha ya she che wale so tine yong urwa. Dosha che urwa. Tine tenki kansa di ta. Shiva dipa yu dilipa chapa mena ya dili tene ni dosha junga yurkiri sikdwa. Teda yina chak mebar dosha jani junga yuru sati. Dikdwa. Mamu ba meba teda yina ten kansa da namshi so yu dili chakba meba ya dili tene junga dosha la soka junga yurwa yurkiri sikdwa. Junga yurna asi. Yumi du chungnaas dini yudi mena kansa di chakwa da shiba chakwa mena nyumu kye yungu na chakwa kye yungu na yudi mena dribu di yungu yara.
Oh, re.
Dini yumi du chungna dini yumi du dosha la soba yungu yara desu wa. Dini ta chungba la ya dosha kye wara tawe chirus. Dosha kye we du pa chakwa di kuku mena kansa di pa yi teni chakwa di kuku mena.
So then, the next two lines are, or otherwise, if this were so, desire, I guess you could say maybe, or otherwise, if this were so, desire would arise without attachment. So, in general, you have to remember that for desire to arise, you need to have a basis, a kind of cause, we can call it, a person, consciousness, you know, something there, a predisposition. And so then in the commentary it says, if the future were non-existence and desire were to arise without there being a person, okay, consciousness and so forth, or predispositions for attachment as a basis, it follows that desire would arise in the foe destroyer too. So what's, if a person and consciousness and so forth then do not exist, then there isn't the cause there for desire to arise. So then that would be that desire is causeless. Now, as the foe destroyers have eliminated all the causes, right? For there's somebody who doesn't have the causes for attachment and so forth, then that means if desire were to arise, then it would arise also in foe destroyers because they don't have the causes too. So the words "or otherwise" imply, or otherwise the future is not non-existent. So it's, if this were, if these other things, you know, if it is such that, you know, everything is causeless, then it has to be that there is a future, you know, because things are not, everything is causeless, so there has to be a future. It's saying the future is not non-existent. It means the future is existent. Because, remember, the Satrantikas are saying that the future is non-existent, so then because of these faults in their position, then the future is not non-existent. It means it is existent. Less than
Josh,
real quick. I
think somebody forgot to put their Skype on mute. Sounds like a wind tunnel. I don't know if anybody else has that.
Oh, it could be the fans here. We're not sure. If,
oh, okay.
If everybody is not on mute, please put on mute. But our fans are pretty noisy here. We can't hear ourselves.
What's that, Teresa? Maybe I came in a chair dance, Tangemba Lucian, due to some mebachi, Jebuke Yomar, could due to some never do Yogura. Maybe I came in a chair dance, then a chimale and numke a meva, surely a martyr and mebanashes, due to some menaco, Kia Yomar is a girl, coijimish due to Yogura. So maybe due to some meba day, Jebu came in a chair dance, Julan Jebu Nubecone, Moria Beswood, Tangemba Chen, good delia. Jebu de good use of nubetuli or is what? Yube Tamjele Tamje Giora Tave Gumme Dose. Any good day Chiso is a dog by Yinayako. Two Tamjele and Jebu Tamje gave a gum your maris. You can't and Jebu de nubetuli, you get it, give it a man get us a gay your mari. You know, my drag is a bit done, drag give it. And it drove. Shoot it, you tell her, my or marry. You do so. As I should draw the mountain, your marry. Oma, you tell her, my or in the vessel, your drawna, tell your receiver.
Oh, oh,
oh, oh, yeah, did you dinner? She mauled that, she dadoma, Kajirwa. chidamao kaji karse gosina tu sunga jesu yobar ke lemba so kebe ngarin debu yoba ni du kang de badas tu sunga jesu yare yu nega su yan debu di yare tada nega su yare debe chane tanda debu di yare skele gi ora e ina ko tu sunga gungo di yoba ke lem gi ora tu sunga jesu yobar ke lemba so kebe ngarin debu yoba ni du kang de da You dig in Jebu Jebe and Arune, and then Jebu did you do so years and Jeba Kangi Basura. Tangzemba Chitaba, Chitama needed to saw. Deba Jebu Yoba need to count Deba Thomas.
Jebu
Yuni count your task. Yeah, or a
tibet. Maybe. So in the next verse, what's being examined here, as we look at the outline on 323, is refutation by examining whether the effect exists or not. So then, the first two lines, we take the first two lines, are for those who assert effects exist, like the Samkhyas and the Vaibhashika, and then for those who assert that they do not exist, like the Sautrantika. So then, if we look at the commentary, then Samkhyas say that since what is non-existent cannot be produced, and since the effect is present in the cause in a potential form, the fallacy that anything arises from anything does not occur. So they say that this is the Samkhya who have this idea of a permanent cause, basically, means we call it the, the principle. Yeah, it's called the principle. It's something that always exists there as a cause. And then it's kind of like a noumenon or something. And then the effect exists there as in a potential form, like that you're going to be able to get out of milk, you're going to be able to get butter because there's some potential for butter there, right? Or curds or whatever. Because they assert like this, they say then the fallacy that anything arises from anything does not occur. It's very specific, right? You're not going to get butter from water, say, or something like that. So then, some Vaibhashikas assert that the three times are substantially existent and the effects exist prior to their production. Okay, so then they have this idea that, just like we have been discussing in the previous classes, that the future exists now here, the present exists here now, and the past exists here now, that because they have existing substantially, or existing in their own right. So then the three of them substantially exist or truly exist, and that effects exist prior to their production. Again, now we're on the Sautrantika. Dodeba?
Dodeba so ngogo tembar yoyan jebu maomba meba nyitu kandoba tedala sirwa. Dodeba so giko yudusul jebu me sirwa. Meba diwiyo. Dayine ko Kyun dikari ingurus na ko jebu di ramune yawaris yawara. Ramune yawaris ina mau bekarso jebu di yawaris yawara cawan yawaris yawara. Dan dode baso ngobu tembar yujas cina jebu ngobu dabu tembar yujas jebu mau ba meba ni do kang dia bate dalas yu negarso jebu mau ba reti do jebu yawaris yawara.
Mo
te dalas yawara. Di tangan dilihat, jadi buat ni kang dua tangan segitu ah, Dela Changjian ba na chida ma wa ni she ju du sun de bu yeban de ba su ra.
Mm.
De bu me ni kang de ba su de sa ju du su de bu me ba ma wa ba ju du su ma wa be de bu de me ba ni kang de ba ta da la su ra.
Ju de su du su.
Ju du su ba.
So then So Trantikas are the ones who are in the second part of that line, and the commentary says, so Trantikas and so forth assert that although things are truly existent, that means at the time of the cause, that we're talking about at the time of the cause, future effects are non-existent. It means that there's no... there's completely no, what do you say, there's no effect at the time of the cause, that's me.
This way.
Hmm.
Yeah, that is so look at that. Kim Ji Tuan Do, Ta Kunyi Li Kyan Chu Yo Ra.
Hmm.
Kim Ji Tuan Do, Ka Wa Le, So Be Gyan Ni, Yuan Min Gyo Ru Se Di Le. And Kim Kang Be Tuan Da Li Ya, Kawa la soba le, ene kawa tsuye kan tili ya kenye ke chwe jayan dhaka shing soya dhaka tinte yorwa. Sokbe jen, tizu soba di tuyme inba dhundu kare si yorwa. Kare si na, drebu kim ki tundu se, drebu kim kangbe tundu, kawa la soba ene kenja tuzu, kangbal kuya tuzu, bezu jen soba le ya tunda meba tatu kare si yorwa. Kawala sobe jene, tuen meba nidun gyurwa tala. Kaji dana, changzhen ba dana, chidra mao dana, tangbo ne yuebe chir dana, ku tangbo ne gyudu su yuebe rade, kawala sobe mara, genji shanda kanga sobe mara, ku gyudu su yuebe rava se warda. Yuebe chir sobe mara se warda. Taku zawa ne meba jina, mao ba zawa ne meba jina, mao ba kangba yuye yo mara. Tene kawa da tuzu soba liya tunda meri esi wane. Shenda tarna asudun dodi badiri. Shenda tarna kim maun ba me ba asin. Maun be kim yonye me na. Mosham ki budan tsung beshir. Kangba di maun be kangba da mosham budan tsung bari. Ani deli ha kawa la soba tindri sugi deva di tunda yoma resi wane. Kim ki tundu kawa la soba geni tumin yurusi.
So then you have the, for the first two lines, it's Samkhya and the Vaibhashika, and the, for the next line, it's for the Satrantika. And so the Satrantikas and so forth, one is say that effects exist, and the other assert that they don't exist. So then the next two lines would then be true. Adornments like pillars and so forth for a home are purposeless. So it follows that for all of these, whether it's Samkhya, Vaibhashika, or Satrantika, it follows that for all of these, adornments such as pillars for a resultant home are purposeless. So you have the home and you don't need to put anything else on it, like pillars or whatever. Since, according to some, it exists from the outset, any kind of adornment would already be there. So you didn't have, it would exist at the time of the cause. And while, according to others, the future home is non-existent. So it's like the, it's like a barren woman's child or the wife of a bachelor. That there's no home, so what would be the purpose of making any adornments for it?
Kurang rangu ni suruh tu dengan cik yo mari sih yora. Saya tiangin dia berjuma, rangsih meh bermau. Mau rangsih di rangu ni suruh tu yo mari. Sehingga mampu cik le tuangin dia ni, kalau tak gue tanya tanya siapa boleh matu, sih yora. Tenzin Debra Jong Ranchi, Mabra Mawa, Umaba Tabulea, Ninibe Guga, Mabes. Oh, did Tangman Dode Bada, Chitama, Tangjem, but the Solicitor began to Young Maris over there. Nebas the Kyrba, Neba de Jube Guga, Mabes. Tamja Legba Trubos. Deba the Shasha wouldn't debet do so, then you would have seen her. What darling is loved. Kuga maybe Tamze Lekba Trubo, still Deba the Mamba Tada and Namsha Lekba, Shato Grace.
So then, now these faults are for proponents of dependent arising free from inherent existence. There is no possibility of error or any kinds of faults, and thus everything is properly established. So here, when we're talking about the three times in terms of dependent arising, that they are relative to each other or dependent upon each other for their existence, and and therefore they're dependent arising in that sense, and there isn't any, and there is no true existence or existence in their own right to any of them, and that they're what do you say, conventions, they're conventionally existent, we can say, but they don't exist in their own right at all. That's what free of inherent existence means, and they are dependent arising. So there is no possibility of error in this when you establish them in this way, and thus everything is properly established.
This one. Oh, that one, that one. Deba da 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 mao ba se de tenzin deba ni juan li xa gu de es gu ra. Kondzu rangwe ne chuba in se de da tenzin deba ni juan ni di gyawa re de orwa. Oh, de yin de zang pen na nyugu lep xin na. Nyugu kiwe yu cho de re xin gari shitab xa yorwa, xin sa xa. Na ya sa chu lu chu shi chang ma yore. De ne gab su nyugu de. Give it you, your Sabin Tapshaw Kanga Yora.
Mm-hmm.
You would give it you, Jan, then Negab soon you go my giver, and then you would read to your mother. Then Negab soon you would give it you, Jan, you go my giver. My gibbardy, you go Mount Basigora, tell him. Then you would the Mount Barret, your Tanda could give it you, your day. Tanda Levy or Maria, young Yagi, you then came to Soba Levish Yorba. Then you would the Mount Barret. You go your mother. You know, you go to Mamba, Tata, and you go to Tanya, your watch, yes.
Oh,
did under the near turn, you go, they said, tell a tez, Mamba, Tada, young air, and you would get in this, you go to Mamba, and still a tez, and then, Tanda, you would give your das by shall your day. Rangwin, and give us, you know, you go, Rangwin, and give you, and you go, not by you, and any, Rangwin, and suit under give your gorwa. Oh, dear, your mother. Sako, tez, and then, you go, Mamba, shall go, and you would give it to the. You would give it to you, and you would make it back up to you. You would give it to you, and you would make it back up to you. You would make it back up to you. You would make it back up to
you.
You would make
it
back up to you. You would make
it
back up to you.
So then, if we take an example of what this is talking about, a sprout, for instance, the farmer brings a seed and puts it in the ground, right? And then maybe add some water and some, you know, some fertilizer and so forth. So all the causes are there for the sprout to arise, right? And at that time, it's called the future sprout. Okay, the sprout doesn't exist there. There's no, you know, sprout at all, right? It's just the causes of the sprout are there, and then when all those causes come together and produce a sprout, then we call that the present sprout, and so then it's the sprout to be relative to the sprout itself. It's not, when we say future sprout there, we're not talking about those things that are present there are the future sprout. What we're saying is that the sprout that is that comes, you know, we're not saying the sprout is there. We're saying that the sprout that comes is that's, you know, that's the sprout to be. You know, that's the future. That's the future of the sprout that's going to come. You know, it's not present there. So there isn't any talk, any mention about some kind of, you know, truly, you know, some kind of sprout existing in its own right there, and then being produced as a sprout in its own right in the present. That's not at all. So then when those causes and conditions are there, then it's being produced that time. You know, there's an active process of production happening that time of the sprout. It's I think we say in English it's being produced. It just hasn't produced when it's there and the sprout comes up, then that's the sprout, right? And we say the sprout is produced, right? Has been produced or whatever. And then if the sprout somehow existed at the time of being produced, right? In that, you know, somehow existed in its own right then it would never go through a process of being produced. There would never be any being produced, you know. There wouldn't be any, I guess we call that a process of production. It goes through, you know, a rapid process of transformation before it actually becomes the sprout, right? But if it was already somehow existing in its own right at that time, it would never go through such a process. It would already be produced. So that first part is the future sprout, the sprout to be, right? But then once it is a sprout, that's the present sprout. Okay, once there's the sprout, that's a present sprout. Okay, it's just at the end of that process, right? The end of that process, then we call that the present sprout. Before it was the future sprout. Or the sprout to be, if
you like. Rangwene kyeba mare, rangwene nyugu reba mare. Kyuden kye mangboji tso, chashe mangboji tso nene, nyugu reyes pa shaogru madu, re ne tuchen tanru ne nyugu imbachi yo marwa. So rangwene nyugu reyo mare, tatawa reyo mare. Dujin rel ne ku nyugu shaogru kyeba de.
So then, but that sprout at that time does not exist in its own right. It arises dependent upon all those causes and conditions. Therefore, it's a dependent arising. It doesn't have its own self existence.
Dagin di tatawa tila samlutang, ta dagin tindir ta tanda minduwa shiksunga, shikba sin deba ase, tatawa la tuyasin tini, nyugu deba ase agura. Di nyugu kura rangune yu, rangune de simba tindir reyo amare.
So then, when we say the past sprout, then we're saying it in relative or in dependence upon the present sprout. We're thinking that in the second moment, okay, the second moment of the of that sprout is the it's called the past sprout. It's no, we're looking back at the present sprout and saying it, in the second moment it's the past sprout, and it's in the present it wasn't, it didn't have any what do you say, existence in its own right, nor does it have existence in its own right as the past sprout. Okay, so then in that sense it's a dependent arising. So when you look on, when you examine time, then you can understand momentariness, the momentary change, very momentary impermanence, or whatever you want to call it, because at the time of the causes and conditions coming together, that's the future sprout, and then when it is the sprout, then that's the present sprout. And then in the second moment, it's when it's no longer that sprout, that present sprout, it's the past sprout. And all of these, what do you say, don't have any existence in their own right, okay? Any of these, whether it's the future, past, present, or past sprout, don't exist in their own right, they exist what do you say, both or dependently or relatively, however you want to say that.
Oh, yeah.
So, when we're talking about the past, present, and future sprout, we're talking about the sprout to be when it's in its causal state, and then when it becomes whatever it is, and it is it what it is, and then in the second moment, okay, so past, the future, present, and past are established relative to the sprout itself, and it's not at all the case, you know, from our perspective, then, you know, the sprout before was the past sprout, and the sprout as it's going to be, and you know, is right now is the present sprout, and then the future sprout would be, you know, as it's going to be. But we're not talking at all relative to ourselves. Okay, it's just relative to this, to the sprout itself.
This one.
No.
Pagba lobe nyamsha ki yobar masik badans. Tenji debar joe cho duzo nganzo ki tanda kura rangwine yobar istungi yora. Di ku rangwine yobar yobana taandav chi na ngas du rangwine yobar chi ngangarangi yobar sari chi samgi yora. Ti yobar yobar takse chi ki yorba tawa tse duza. Rangwine ngangarangi yobar nene sogbo dan, simdan, sorwa dan, dushi dan.
So then, here we're talking about, well, in the first sentence of that next paragraph, in meditative equipoise, the exalted are still, who are still learning, do not perceive dependently arising phenomena as existent. So what this means is that, you have... a person who's meditating on selflessness, and they're thinking about them, whether this their self actually exists the way it appears to exist. It appears to exist in its own right, and so then they're examining this, and they're establishing everything as not existing in its own right, that everything is a dependent arising, whether it's the body or the mind or whatever, and then they become familiar with this kind of reasoning over time, or again and again and again and again, that thinking in this way and meditating on their conclusion of their examination, and they get to the point where they're just focused on this lack of any kind of existence in its own right. You know, there's no inherent existence or no intrinsic existence. They just get totally focused on that. If anything at that time appeared, okay, to them, then that thing would have to exist in its own right. Okay, because they're looking for it to. They're searching for. Does it exist in its own right or not? Okay, so if all they see is that everything doesn't exist in its own right. If anything did appear at that time, when they're in that focus on things, on this lack of self-existence, right? Then it would have to be a self-existent thing, because that's it would have to hold up under their examination. It wouldn't be a dependent arising. It would be, you know, it would be self-existent. And so then they don't, at that time, no dependent arising appears to them, right? Because they're only seeing things as lacking any kind of independent existence, right? So that's why it says that they do not perceive dependently arising phenomena as existent, okay? There's nothing there. All they're seeing is this emptiness, you know, this lack of an inherent existence. And when they're in meditative equipoise, means they're just focused on this one state of a lack of existence, right? So then, at that time, a lot of people say, well, because they don't see anything at that time, then conventional things don't exist at all. You know, houses and trees and so forth don't exist at all. You know, because for a person, the exalted here means a noble being. Okay, a noble being in meditative equipoise, they don't exist at all. And then they're completely false. They don't have any existence. There's a lot of scholars that feel that because of this, then things completely don't exist. Okay, but it's not that. It's because there is a failure to distinguish well between this non-perception. They're merely not seeing that time as they are focused on the lack of intrinsic existence, as their mind is totally absorbed, maybe we could say. They're like in a trance state, okay? And I don't know how to do it in English, but people have tried all these things. They're just totally absorbed in that on that non-existence of something that exists in its own right, okay? There's no existence. They're looking and they can't find any existence of anything that exists in its own right. They're totally absorbed in that. And so then at that time, there's no perception of anything, okay, existing in its own right, okay? And then the perception of phenomena as non-existent, okay? So then there's a distinction between not this non-perception, right? Where they're not seeing anything existing in its own right, and the perception of phenomena as non-existent. They're not seeing all phenomena as not existing at all, okay? That's not what they're seeing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, do
so. Well, that Ralugi Tanya Bet Sama Legbar Joe Mashik.